And now to wrap up our show, the story of a mountaineer who climbed several of the tallest mountains in the world. In June, Silvia Vasquez Lavado summited the highest mountain in North America, a mountain named Denali in Alaska.
This is my seventh summit, and now officially have become the first openly gay woman to have reached this milestone.
Denali was Silvia's final trek that she needed to complete what's known as the Seven Summits Challenge, or climbing the highest peak on each of the seven continents, including Mount Everest. And she became the first Peruvian and the first openly gay woman to do so.
Love is love, equality is equality. We're all made equal. And this is actually from somebody that's taken 13 years to make this.
But it all started for her in a very different place. As a victim of sexual abuse, Silvia began climbing in 2005 as a way to heal and to find her own inner strength. Soon afterwards, she created a nonprofit called Courageous Girls that helps victims of sexual violence through mountaineering. In this edition of How I Made It, Silvia shares what it feels like to stand on top of the tallest mountains in the world.
My first mountain experience was trekking to the base of Mount Everest in October of 2005. And that was really what changed my life. I had never done any trekking before, and I ended up trekking a little too fast that we made it to the base of Everest in 4 days as opposed to the 8 days that we needed. And I remember I went so fast that my poor trekking guy couldn't keep up with me. So he kind of got altitude sickness and wasn't able to continue on the last day. I think I had the Andean blood kicking in. I had a vision. I needed to be around mountains to connect to this pain that I had from being sexually abused as a little girl. A couple of months earlier, I did a healing therapy and meditation with my mother in Peru, and it was truly powerful. And, you know, as I had the opportunity to get deep into my subconscious, I had this vision of myself after one of the sessions of abuse, kind of shivering as a little girl. And then I saw myself as an adult embracing this little girl. And as we were embracing, that's actually how this whole vision of us walking among mountains kind of continued. And after I was done with this experience, I remember just pondering and being like, wow, I could have taken that metaphorically, but I decided to actually go a little bit more in execution mode. So I figured, well, if I need to bring this pain to somewhere really high, then I should actually walk to the tallest place in the world. So what prompted me to climb the Seven Summits actually, you know, was something that came out of the result of being on base camp. When I saw the sunrise coming between Everest and Mount Napsi, it was so magical and powerful that I promised Everest, I'm like, wow, Everest, you've given me my life back. One day I'm going to come back and attempt to climb to the top. That's when I figured, I'm like, huh, if I need to become a mountaineer, there's this thing called the Seven Summits. That would give me now mountain experience. I figured it would be a big journey. In 2006, I climbed Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. Then in 2007, I did Elbrus in Russia. And then I took a big hiatus and I wasn't doing any climbing. Then in 2014, I climbed Aconcagua in Argentina. And after that, I continued in 2015. I did Mount Kosciuszko in Australia on my way to climb the Karstens Pyramid in Indonesia. So I did two in one. Then I did a Vinson Massive in Antarctica in December of 2015. Then Everest in Nepal in 2016. Everest, of course, was, you know, everything that I had ever dreamed of.
It's a summit at Everest.
It was just stunning, beautiful, hard, emotional. Coming back to Everest after making a promise was very powerful, to be honest. And then just summiting Denali, you know, this 2018 for me was just beyond special because it was the last one. It also had been the one that had taken me the longest. Denali is a really challenging mountain. If anything, for many of us who are doing the seven summits, is the one that is taking 3, 4, 5, 6 times. And it's a very, kind of a very difficult mountain in terms of just the weather conditions. When you get caught up on storms, you know, these storms can last 2 weeks. You know, like I remember, like when we wake up around 4 a.m., we'll be getting ready. And, you know, you'll get out and it'll be this, almost this, you know, cold bite that will get into your hands and into your body. And all of a sudden you will start feeling your limbs going numb. And you have to do certain things to move your body in order to, you know, get the circulation going. To climb Denali took almost a month for me. And the differentiation that with Everest, in Everest, we had a lot of support. I mean, so the base of Everest, if anything, it's almost like a mini city, as opposed to Denali, in which, you know, for a whole month, you have to constantly live in your little tent. I mean, and for us, it was like I was there with two friends and you don't take any showers. I forgot to bring a deodorant, and possibly that was my one of the most hellish experiences that I had to experience, because after a week, it's impossible to bear that smell. It's a whole month without taking a shower. I was in the shower for about 4 hours when I got back. And at times I would be trying to remember why I even got into the journey. This was my last one, and I kind of was hoping to complete it on this go around, and having, you know, having had to turn around a couple of times before added a lot of pressure. So the uncertainty started putting a lot of strain in me. And then just summiting Denali, as we got back to the very beginning at the base, it was such a tough journey coming back that I remember when I stepped foot, you know, at the very end, I kneeled down and I cried so hard because I had nothing in me. I felt so empty. I had nothing physically, emotionally, mentally. I remember feeling that I had given everything to the mountain.
Silvia Vasquez Lavado is a mountaineer and the founder of Courageous Girls, a nonprofit that helps victims of sexual abuse through mountaineering.